Welcome to the podcast, What It's Like. I'm your host, Tim Johnson. Recently, I put on full PPE so I could witness the work of a wonderful nursing assistant, Jan Hintz.
I believe that I'm a servant from the Lord, and I go where I feel led to go. And I came to CentraCare because I felt the leading of the Lord to come and help take care of the sick.
Jan works on Med One at the St. Cloud Hospital, along with dozens of other amazing people to care for patients, including those who have COVID-19. Part of Jan's job is to bathe our patients, and I wanted to learn more about what it's like to do that work. And what I learned is that Jan is an incredible healer. Being with her, I got to see the life-giving energy that a bath or a shower can bring to a patient. After I joined Jan for her morning tasks, I sat down with her to talk about her work.
I really believe there's healing in just being cleansed with water, not just in your physical body, but even in your wellness, you know. And so when I go in and I see somebody who's down in the slumps and I've noticed they haven't had a shower for a few days, I'll do everything I can to get them to take the shower. And when they do, there is no greater feeling.
I know that it's not always that easy, though, for you. Sometimes you really need to persuade them that this is what they need.
One of my favorite stories is there was a gentleman here who refused showers. He refused cleanups. And he'd been here, you know, I don't know, a week, you know, and maybe he's had a washcloth just across his face kind of thing. And you could tell his hair was really dirty. And so I always find a way to connect with them. And so this gentleman had really long hair. And when I was young, I had really long hair. So I thought, you know, a person who has really long hair is very proud of the fact they have this hair. So I walked in and I just said to him, I said, you know what? I said, wow, you have beautiful hair. And then I told him about when I had long hair. And I said, you know what? I wonder how beautiful it would be if it were clean. I mean, if it's this nice now, I can't imagine how amazing it would be. And he goes, oh, well, we could do that. I said, do what? And he goes, well, I could clean my hair. I said, well, the easiest way would be in the shower. He goes, well, let's do it. And nobody else could get him in the shower. But I got him in the shower, and then I bragged up his hair when it was all done. So the next time, he was ready to wash again. And, you know, you find that way. You know, if somebody says, well, I don't feel like it. I don't feel good. I said, I know you don't feel good, but you're going to feel amazing.
Talk to us about how the pandemic has impacted the way that you do your work.
Well, first of all, the pandemic has not influenced how I do my work. I do my work wherever I am. That means at the hospital, outside of the hospital. It just brings in a different light of more encouragement, more hope. Because when you come in as a patient on our floor, it's hard because there is no family around. You're too sick to talk on the phone. I had one such person who was so sick, and she wanted to talk on the phone to her family, but she couldn't because she couldn't maintain her oxygen. And she would spend time crying, you know. So with those patients and all of our patients, it's tough because they come in with such fear. But if you can come in, even in your showering or any of your cares, and just show them, you know what, we're here, we're going to walk you through this, and we're going to help you. And you know what, it's important to do that, not just for COVID patients, but for all of our patients throughout CentraCare. Everybody from somebody coming in with surgery, somebody coming in with cancer, somebody coming in with whatever. Now, working on the COVID unit has its ups and downs, you know, for our staff. It's a very challenging thing, but some of the challenges are the equipment we have to wear, our masks, you know, and the effect it has on our breathing and putting things over our uniforms and being hot all day. And that makes it challenging, but it also, you have to be aware of those things so that you can keep yourself positive because our patients need that.
Do you feel like you're more their family now? Do you feel more in that role? Do you feel like you need to be there more for them because of all of this?
Yes, definitely. Definitely feel a need to be an encourager. You know, one thing that's really unique about Med One, not that it's not in other units at the hospital, we're family here and we treat our patients like family. We really take things personal that happen to them. If somebody is crashing, so to speak, meaning we know they're going to end up in ICU, we all feel it. It's not like it's like, oh, another one's going down to ICU, no big deal. It's everyone. Even if it's not your patient, we all feel it. It's like a huge family up here. And we encourage each other. The staff encourage each other. We encourage the patients, even the housekeeping and the rest, because it is a family up here, Tim.
What else would you like the people listening today to know?
Take it personally. Meaning that when you're caring for a patient, that's a person. It's not just the patient. It's somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody's sister. It's somebody's husband, somebody's wife, somebody's child. And if you're the person that that person sees that day, even if you're not having a great day, their day's worse. And not only is their day worse, but that you can make a difference by how you act and what you say when you walk in that room. By taking the extra minute and saying, you know what, my schedule is really busy today, but you haven't had a shower. You haven't brushed your teeth. How about it? Let's just do this together. And if you go in with the attitude of serving, then, you know, it's all in that. It's all in serving. My job is not my job. My job is my service. It's what I do. It's who I am. And I've lived this way a long time in my life, and I'm going to continue living until the day I go home. I'm going to live like that. But my day is always made when I see another person look at me and smile and say thank you, and they really mean it. That's my reward. And I even have a joke with some of my patients. I'll go, and you know, that shower is going to cost you. And they look at me like, what? I said, well, I think that was worth at least 5 smiles. So, and then they'll start to smile, you know. And so I'll always
do. You drive a hard bargain, Jan.
I know. But hey, that smile's worth it. It is, because you know, if they're smiling on the outside, they're smiling on the inside, Tim.
Yep. And I'm smiling hearing you talk about this.
It's not always easy. And I'll tell you, there are nights that I do cry. And there are nights that I feel down, because we're all human. But I also know at the end of the day, I did my very best. And I gave my all. And that's not a bad thing. I'll go home tonight. I'll take my shower and refresh myself. And I'll usually have something to eat and do some relaxation. I get up an hour before I have to be ready to go to work. I actually get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I spend my time on my knees, and I pray for my patients, and I pray that God would give me the patients that He wants me to work with, and that I would do my best to serve them that day, the nurses and the patients. And that is how I do it each day. It's not always easy. There's some days I wake up and I wish I could stay in bed just a little longer, or I could go and smell the flowers, so to speak. But if I know what I'm doing is making a difference and it's what I'm called to do at this time in my life, that's what keeps me coming back. And that's the honest to goodness truth.
And that's Jan Hintz, nursing assistant on Med One. And believe me, she is all heart. And this all reminds me of that old James Taylor song, Shower the People. That's what Jan does every day, both figuratively and literally. She showers the people with love. Jan, thank you. And thank you to every other nursing assistant at CentraCare who contributes to healing in this way. I'm interested in your story too. What do you do at CentraCare, and what's it like to do it? I'll be highlighting all types of jobs throughout our organization, so send me an email and share your what it's like story. Email me at whatitslike@centracare.com. I can't wait to share your story too.